This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. I am Lisa Tahir, your host of All Things Therapy podcast. Welcome to episode 349. I want to talk to you today about meditation and activation, what they are, how they're different, and yet how they beautifully work together. And I'm going to invite you to join me on my Instagram daily, Monday through Friday. I do a 2 to 5 minute meditation and activation that I share with you when I wake up in the morning, or like today, it was in the afternoon because I spilled coffee all over the place in the morning and had to postpone the recording. But it's really authentic. I have my coffee, just turn my camera on, and I share with you what I say to the universe every day, what I've been doing for my spiritual practice for the last number of years, and had the most amazing experiences as a result. Things really changing in my life, me really changing in my life into a person that I've always wanted to be. And that's, I think, the journey we're on throughout our lifespan, is becoming a person we really love and are proud of being. Not meaning that we're perfect, but meaning that we are accepting of ourselves. We're allowing of ourselves. We're comfortable in our own skin. And I think once you start to feel more and more of that, you really get happier. And you start to feel confident that you can handle the things that arise in your life and in the lives of your family, your loved ones, professionally, in your relationships. And that's why I started sharing with you, meditate and activate. Why meditate? And for some of you listening who already meditate, I'm sure you can fill in the blank with so many words. Why I meditate, I'll speak from my own perspective, is caused time to expand for me. I used to jump up, turn on my phone immediately, start answering emails, returning calls, seeing my clients, and I felt like it kind of was never ending, though I'd accomplish a lot of things by answering the emails, returning calls. Somehow I didn't feel very satisfied, and I decided several years ago, I'm going to try for 30 days to meditate every morning, just as an experiment. And I noticed that it felt like time expanded because I woke up and I didn't open my phone to answer emails or text at first. I took my coffee and I sat on the couch and I closed my eyes and I just said, thank you. And I took a few minutes to just breathe and savor my black coffee without looking at my phone. And on some mornings, that might have been a little hard. So I went to YouTube and I'd pull up guided meditations from a group called The Honest Guys. I subscribed to their channel. They're so awesome. Their meditations are beautiful. And I started each morning to listen to one of their 4-minute meditations called Morning Uplift. And then some of the longer 15-minute meditations, imagining that you stand under a shower of water, and it's a color you select. Do you want to shower in green or yellow or red or orange or purple? And each of these colors activated in your mind a certain trait, a certain energy. And I just felt really fucking good at the start of my day. And from there, I would open my emails and start responding and return calls and do the same things I had been doing. But there was a meditation before I started those things, and I started to feel really deeply satisfied and accomplished going through those details of life that we all have to handle. And I just wanted to share that with you. The things that I say from, I read a lot of The Science of Mind, M-I-N-D, Ernest Holmes, Charles Hanel. The Master Key System is another book, and I actually read from the pages and invoke things. Universe, I see that I'm aligning my mind with your mind, and I am activating the process whereby you work on my behalf for the things that are most meaningful to me, to expand and grow my finances, my money. Today, I thank you for unexpected money that comes my way. I am open to receiving it. I open myself to receive the opportunities that will bring wealth, secure wealth and abundance to me. Universe, I open my heart to love. I open my heart to being loved. And I release the old pattern of performance-based love, having to earn my place, an old childhood pattern that I learned in my family of origin. I release that from my mind. I release that from my behaviors. And I ask to attract people who really want to be with me. I choose to attract people who really love me, who really value me, who love sharing kind words, loving words and experiences with me and to me. And I bless them. I bless my day. I bless everyone that passes through it. I bless the listeners of this podcast. And so y'all, this is just some of what I've done for the past few years and what Meditate and Activate on Instagram at Nola Therapy is about each morning, Monday through Friday. And join us, join us meaning everyone who's already joining and all the parts of me. I'm a Gemini. You know, Geminis sometimes get a bad rap for having dual personalities. I can attest and speak to that. I did used to have kind of two portions of myself and kind of split energy. And through my own process of being in therapy and during my life, as well as including meditation and psychological teachings and readings, I feel really aligned as one person. And it's why I wanted to share with you my private morning meditation and activation. Each morning we activate something. It could be finances. That's often the case. It could be love, activating health. And right now, any of you dealing with a health issue, say out loud or to yourself, I activate health within every cell of my body now. I activate aligning every blood vessel, every neuron, every part of my body, every bone, every muscle, every ligament, every tendon with you, Source, with the universal mind. And I bring my body in harmony and order with the natural laws of you, Universe, the law of love, the law of harmony, the law of abundance, the law of prosperity. And where in my body I have pain, discomfort, or judgment, I release that from me, from myself. And I invite in full health into my body. And I know I just spoke that quickly. Just breathe that in. Make it your own. Take these words and shape them, shift them into what's meaningful for you and to you. With that, I want to share with you some of the products I use for my health. Magic Mind is a number one at the top of that list. It's a 2-ounce herbaceous green shot with echinacea, vitamin C, ashwagandha, lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms. Things that are shown to really help with our body's assimilation of everything, our food. And what I really love about Magic Mind, kind of one of the greatest results I've seen, is I used to drink 3 cups of black coffee a day. I think that's a lot, but it's where I was. And because of the L-theanine in matcha, which is in Magic Mind, sipping my Magic Mind alongside a black coffee extends the positive effects of caffeine, like focus, like clarity, like productivity, whereas it minimizes the amount of caffeine I need to drink to feel awake and alert and satisfied. And that's been delightful. So I have 1 cup a day instead of 3, and I feel better than before because I don't get jittery. My stomach doesn't get all kind of nauseous when you drink a lot of caffeine or energy drinks. You might feel amped up, but your stomach's not feeling well, and that doesn't happen with Magic Mind. So they're offering you 56% off a monthly subscription of either 15 or 30 bottles sent to your door, or 20% off a single order. If you want to try them out, go to magicmind.com www.lisat.co/LisaT and use code LisaT. This will also be in the show note. And I thank you, Magic Mind, for just really helping me stay productive, alert, and aware each day. Another product that helps my mind, it's a nootropic, NAD Plus supplementation. It's an abbreviation for compounds that are present in every cell of our body. And NAD, like Nancy, Android, Daphne, typically has only been available through an IV drip over several hours. And Nadovim, NADOVIM, has put this pharmaceutical grade NAD nootropic into a capsule. I take it every morning and every night. This is an investment in my long-term health. It helps with preventing aging because the cells break down as you age typically, and NAD helps the structure of the cell, the mitochondria of the cell, the powerhouse of the cell is what the mitochondria is, to stay functioning optimally. So I am believing, because of all the research, that this is going to help me as I continue to grow and live in my life. And they offer you 10% off a subscription at the link in the show note with code ALLTHERAPY10. Just go to the link in the show note and click it. And these Magic Mind and Nadovim are investments in my long-term health. I'm just committed to taking them and just moving on with my life and enjoying being as healthy, strong, and fit forever. I intend that for every day of my life. And I intend that for you too, in the ways that you want. And lastly, the Women's Meditation Network.com offers you free meditations. I really like the morning meditation. They're 5 to 10 minutes long, and especially the topic of this show being meditation. If you want someone to guide you, Katie is the person who runs the Women's Meditation Network.com. Her voice is soothing, the music's good, and join her in that morning meditation. The link will be in the show note. Bringing it back to you, you know, activation is an empowering experience. It's something that is within you. It's within your mind. It's within your body. And just to activate, that's a new word that's kind of come into my vernacular. And I love it. I'm in love with the word activate. I activate wealth right now. I activate health. I activate love. I activate happiness. I activate joy within me. We tend to think all of these things are external. And certainly external events and people and things do bring us joy and happiness. But in the lull, in the absence of something fun and exciting, it's you with you. And I know the universe wants us to feel satisfaction and contentment, even when there's not a peak experience event happening in our lives to bring us joy, that the universe wants us to feel satisfied, at peace, and even just neutral, instead of spikes of emotion up and down inconsistently like a roller coaster. So many people come in feeling like they're on this roller coaster of emotions based upon their life experiences. And what I suggest to you is a shift from an outward focus by taking an inward focus each day through meditating, calming your mind, breathing, gratitude, thank you, thank you, thank you, for as many things as you can think of, or for nothing at all. For just waking up and having another opportunity for good shit to come your way. Clients come in and tell me, in my own life, I used to think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen today? And people tend to think on the negative end of the spectrum. I encourage you to say to yourself, how good can my life get today? How great can everything that I want get today? How awesome can today be? And then look for ways for you to be awesome, for you to be kind, for you to call, text someone, say hi, have a conversation with your checkout person at the grocery, the bank, at the gym, smiling, just a smile, being more present of those around you and more engaged, like walk around, look at, pardon me, the trees, hearing the birds, appreciating whatever natural beauty surrounds you. Even if you're in a city and it's concrete and buildings, appreciating the architecture, the certain doorways and windows, like beautiful buildings in New York City with all the cool sculpted, what do you call it, like finials and such. You know, reach for it. Like, I'm reaching a bit right now, but that's what it takes to really cultivate satisfaction, is like getting creative with your mind. Our mind is a muscle. It's where everything starts and ends. You get to choose your mindset. That's all up to you. And it's traditionally based upon the things we've learned and been told. And I want right now to give you permission to change those things. Give yourself permission to change what you think. I have been giving myself permission to think in the ways that resonate with me. I've always been curious. I've always been questioning. I don't necessarily take things at face value. I like to digest it and be like, does this fit for me? Does this feel true for me? And, you know, I love that about myself. What do you love about yourself? A unique kind of quirk or quality you have in the way you think and view and perceive life. And instead of trying to hide that or minimize that, to really start to embrace that some more, to love that about yourself. It's what makes you unique. And with that, I feel like I've come to the conclusion of today's episode, having to do with meditating and activating desired outcomes in your life and us becoming the person to receive them. All of this pretty much is about becoming the person to live the life that we most want to live. And how does that mean we need to show up? How does that mean you need to show up today, possibly slightly differently than you have, with your loved ones and with yourself? Think about that. And put your hands over your heart right now with me if you can. And breathe in through your heart space as if you were breathing just air through your heart, filling your heart, and say to yourself, I fully approve of me. I intend to get to know myself better and love what I discover. I bless myself. I bless everyone coming and going, including me. And I'm going to set aside some time to try meditating and activating to align with what I most deeply want in my life. With that, all of my love, and I will be with you next week. Bye.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation